Introduction. This book offers a comparative history of inequalities among social classes in human societies. Or rather, it offers a history of equality, because as we shall see, there has been a long-term movement over the course of history toward more social, economic, and political equality. This is not, of course, a peaceful history, and still less a linear one. Revolts and revolutions, social struggles and crises of all kinds play a central role in the history of equality reviewed here. This history is also punctuated by multiple phases of regression and identitarian introversion. Nonetheless, at least since the end of the 18th century, there has been a historical movement toward equality. The world of the early 2020s, no matter how unjust it may seem, is more egalitarian than that of 1950 or that of 1900, which were themselves, in many respects, more egalitarian than those of 1850 or 1780. The precise developments vary depending on the period, and on whether we are studying inequalities between social classes defined by legal status, ownership of the means of production, income, education, national or ethno-racial origin, all dimensions that will interest us here. But over the long term, no matter which criterion we employ, we arrive at the same conclusion. Between 1780 and 2020, we see developments tending toward greater equality of status, property, income, genders, and races within most regions and societies on the planet, and to a certain extent, when we compare these societies on the global scale. If we adopt a global, multidimensional perspective on inequalities, we can see that, in several respects, this advance toward equality has also continued during the period from 1980 to 2020, which is more complex and mixed than is often thought. Since the end of the 18th century, there has been a real, long-term tendency toward equality, but it is nonetheless limited in scope. We shall see that different inequalities have persisted at considerable and unjustified levels on all these dimensions: status, property, power, income, gender, origin, and so on. And moreover, that individuals often face inequalities in combination. To assert that there is a tendency toward equality is not to brag about success. Instead, it is to call for continuing the fight on a solid historical basis. By examining how movement toward equality has actually been produced, we can learn precious lessons for our future and better understand the struggles and mobilizations that have made this movement possible, as well as the institutional structures and legal, social, fiscal, educational, and electoral systems that have allowed equality to become a lasting reality. Unfortunately, this process of collective learning about equitable institutions is often weakened by historical amnesia, intellectual nationalism, and the compartmentalization of knowledge. In order to continue the advance toward equality, we must return to the lessons of history and transcend national and disciplinary borders. The present work, which belongs to the domains of history and the social sciences, and is both optimistic and progressive, seeks to move in that direction. A new economic and social history. It is possible to write this brief history of equality today, chiefly because of the many international studies that have profoundly renewed research in economic and social history in recent decades. In particular, I shall base my remarks on the multiple works that have provided us with a genuinely global perspective on the history of capitalism and of the Industrial Revolution. I am thinking, for example, about Ken Pomeranz's study, published in 2000, on the great divergence between Europe and China in the 18th and 19th centuries, probably the most important and influential book on the history of the world economy, Économie Monde, since the publication of Fernand Braudel's Civilisation Matérielle, Économie et Capitalisme in 1979, and the works of Emmanuel Wallerstein on World Systems Analysis. For Pomeranz, the development of Western industrial capitalism is closely linked to systems of the international division of labor, the frenetic exploitation of natural resources, and the European powers' military and colonial